What you gonna play now?
Bobby, I don't know. But whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Greetings, Funksters, and thank you for making the TGIF show a part of your day. I'm Bob Stolk, your guide on this fun audio adventure exploring what's been created and being created in the genre and subgenres of funk music. We started off this compilation adventure with a tune called A Funky Buddha from Somali's 2013 album Soulshine. Somali, you might remember, is that hot DJ and producer from Belgium whose first contact with music happened at the age of 6 when he discovered his father's record collection of soul, funk, and R&B classics. How great is that? Labels such as Stax and Tamla Motown were the ones he discovered first. What a wonderful place to start. And it appears he hasn't lost his love of funk music. Well, for our first set, I have chosen two songs. The first one is called Swamp Funk. That's Swamp Funk. The title song from the 2009 album by Stupid Human, who is a singer, DJ, and producer, originally from the UK, who now works out of his new adopted home of Oslo. Mark Gilbert, using the stage name of either Humane or Stupid Human, produced this tune, which is a re-edit of the tune I Wanna Do the Do, originally done by Bobby Rush back in 1979, and the tune Hey, Western Union Man. Here's Swamp Funk.
gotta be on my way.
You're listening to the TGIF show on your Island Connection, KVSH Vashon, where we just heard a tune called Righteous Walk, done by the band from Humboldt County, California, called Object Heavy. Moving on to our next set, we're starting with a collaboration song between FKJ and Tom Misch called Losing My Way. Okay, who are these two people? Well, French Kiwi Juice, or FKJ for short, is the moniker of Vincent Fenton, giving a nod to his Gaelic mother and New Zealand father. Growing up in the small French town outside of Tours, and isolated from his friends, Vincent developed a love of music to keep him company. He took up playing guitar and sax at the early age, and developed a one-man band mentality. He presently lives on an island in the Philippines with his wife and produces most of his creative music in a studio there. Tom Misch is from London, UK, raised in a musical family where he took up playing violin as a child, sang in the choir, and took up guitar when his sister abandoned it when he was 9 years old. He was introduced to J. Dilla when he was 15 and took up making beats and tunes ever since, which he puts out on SoundCloud. One of the biggest influences on Mish's sound? Jazz. He has a degree in jazz guitar and is an avid listener of Robert Glasper, Roy Hargrove, Corey Henry, and jazz-influenced songwriters like D'Angelo and Erykah Badu. Here's Losing My Way.
Well, all right now. Yeah. voice. You just lean on in here and just get with this. All you fellas know what I'm talking about. DC. Play horns. All right. It's bad.
Gonna give you some more. My territory's marked and I got a plan.
Listening to the TGIF show on your island connection, KVSHLP Vashon, 101.9 FM, and streaming on thevoiceofvashon.org, where you can listen to a couple of my past shows and the other wonderful and informative shows we produce here at the Voice of Vashon. And this is the TGIF show, where we just heard a tune called Burnt Cat, done by Freak Bass. So who is they or he? Well, Freak Bass is a band formed by a guy whose stage name is Freak Bass. Here's his story. Born Chris Sherman and growing up in Cincinnati, Ohio, he connected at an early age to bottom-heavy sounds coming out of boomboxes like Zap and Midnight Star. He got his first bass guitar while working at a music shop and studied the classics of Larry Grimm, Sly Stone, Stevie Wonder, Parliament, and of course, Bootsy Collins. He got his stage name Freak Bass from Bootsy when he was asked to play on a compilation Jimi Hendrix tribute album, which was being produced at Bootzilla Rehab Studios. The tune Burnt Cat is from Free Bass's The Air is Fresher Underground album that he released back in 2003, which features appearances by Bootsy Collins, Bootsy's brother Catfish, Buckethead, Bernie Worrell, and a few of the Woo Warriors, to name a few. This is the second album of his to be executive produced by Bootsy Collins. The first being The Body Over Mind, which was released back in 2001. And the tune before Burnt Cat, She's a Bad Girl, was done by a band named Sluggo, a go-go band formed in the mid-80s by Roland Smith and Glenn Ellis. The duo put out a couple of singles like Crazy and the tune you just heard. Next up, we have Danny Hubbard from Manchester, UK, working under the moniker of Super Soul, doing his tune, Funky Hot Grits.
We'll be right back.
Listening to the TGIF show on your Island Connection, KVSH Vashon, where we just heard Corey Henry doing the tune Holy Ghost from his Operation Funk album that he released in 2022. And this may be the last album that he releases, as he has stated he plans to quit the music business so that he can concentrate on playing music for his own enjoyment rather than for financial reasons. And before Holy Ghost, we heard the tune The Inside Man, done by Funky Destination. Now, who is Funky Destination? Well, it happens to be Vladimir Sivic, using the moniker of Funky Destination, who is from Osijek, Croatia, where he is a producer of R&B, soul, and electronic music. And this cut is from his Revolution is Only Solution album, released through Time Warp Music in 2013. Where we're cruising towards the top of the hour, which means, Funksters, I'm sad to say we are coming to the end of another adventure. Be sure to join me next week for another one. Now, to close out this show, I have picked a tune, the song Funk on a Stick, done by bassist Paul Jackson, one of the founding members of the band The Headhunters. And this is a cover tune off of his 2005 album, Funk on a Stick, which was his fourth solo album, by the way, and here's Funk on a Stick. So until next week, take care and remember, keep it funky. Bye. Listening to the TGIF show on your island connection, KVSH Vashon, where we're cruising towards the top of the hour, which means, Funksters, I am sad to say we are coming to the end of another adventure. So be sure to join me next week for another one. where we're cruising towards the top of the hour. Which means, Funksters, I'm sad to say we are coming to the end of another adventure. Be sure to join me next week for another one. Now, to close out this show, I have picked a tune, the song Funk on a Stick, done by bassist Paul Jackson, one of the founding members of the band The Headhunters. Now, he played piano and bassoon as a child, in addition to his primary instrument, bass, which he started playing when he was 9. At 14, he performed at the Oakland Symphony Orchestra. At 14, he performed with the Oakland Symphony Orchestra and went on to study at the San Francisco Conservatory of Music. In 1985, he moved to Japan, where he lived until his death in 2021. And this is a cover tune off of his 2005 album, Funk on a Stick, which was his fourth solo album, by the way, and here's Funk on a Stick. So until next week, take care and remember, keep it funky. Bye!